Digital news outlet Mike lays off majority of staffers. By John Nolte on November 29, 2018. The left-wing digital news outlet Mike is laying off a majority of its staff and looking to sell its remaining assets, reports Recode. Mike CEO Chris Altschek announced the layoffs at a staff meeting this morning. Until today, the company had employed more than 100 people. Recode writes, adding, Corey Hake, Mike's publisher, has already left the company. Mike launched in 2011 with $60 million and an eye on attracting millennial readers. Located on two floors of Manhattan's World Trade Center, Mike centered its content on progressive and social justice issues. On Thursday, for example, Mike headlines include Tess Holliday on Victoria's Secret backlash. I'm not interested in being anyone's token fat model. This mom is empowering parents to become advocates for clean energy. Latinx women run less than 2% of all women-led startups. Here's why. It's not a woman's job to have kids. The Amber Rose slut walk calls attention to voting ahead of midterm elections. Among others, Mike also has verticals devoted to navigating Trump's America and the movement, which features stories from the front lines of social justice. There is also Slay, a site devoted to news, views, and ammunition for strong women. According to Recode, Mike's hard times accelerated after Facebook backed out of a deal with Mike to publish a news video series. The series, Facebook Watch, launched in July, and Mike was counting on millions of dollars in revenue from it. Adweek describes Mike's financial situation as dire and says the canceled Facebook deal put Mike in a position where it was suddenly strapped for cash and entered into sales talks. According to sources familiar with the matter who speculated that Bustle Digital Group, BDG, or its founder, Brian Goldberg, might end up buying it. If a sale occurs, Adweek says Mike will be sold off for parts in a media flash sale. Not all of Mike's problems, however, center on Facebook. Traffic has tanked from 18 million unique visitors in October of 2015 to 5.5 million this October, Adweek reports. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.